Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional messmaker. And this week, I wanted to talk about challenging learning. Now, you may have heard that one of two ways. You may have heard it like this: challenging learning, meaning ways to challenge kids to learn. Or you may have heard it like this: challenging learning, which can mean learning that is difficult, learning that is a struggle. And I'm going to talk about both in this episode. The reason why I started this podcast is because I wanted to connect with more people and engage more people in the concept of using play to learn and build skills. I wanted to show people each and every week that play is useful. Play is healthy. Play is productive. It is all of these things, not just for children, but for all of us. And if you have listened to the podcast during this crazy year of 2020, you will notice that I shifted my focus to that very idea, that we could get through this challenging time, of engagement, this challenging time of learning, this challenging time of work and exploration and learning and connection. And we could do so by being more creative, by being more willing to explore, by being more willing to challenge ourselves. And so this concept of challenging learning is something I want to dive into deeper. Now, I don't know if this will just be one episode or if I'm going to do a series on challenging learning. But here we are. I'm going to get started here and today, and we'll see where it goes. Challenging learning. You can challenge the kids in your life to learn. You can challenge the kids in your life to challenge you to learn, to explore, to engage, to experience. And that is the perfect way, fail-proof way, to expand your horizons, to discover new opportunities, to discover new places, new ideas, new beliefs. It is by either challenging or being challenged that you are faced with a choice to dive deeper or to go in a different direction. So to take the challenge on or to decide, no, I'm going to go in a different direction, try something different, go to something more familiar that is less scary, less, well, challenging, less work, less of an effort. And in practicing challenging learning, I want to encourage you to lean into the challenge, to get excited by the challenge, to get fired up by the challenge. Try those things you've never tried before. Test those ideas that you're not sure how they're going to turn out. And then again, we come back to that word challenge. You can challenge people, beliefs, situations in all different kinds of ways. And what I would encourage you to start with is challenges themselves, long-term projects, experiments. Now, these are not concepts that are new. I talk about them all the time. What I'm offering this week is a different perspective from which to look at them. So, using a long-term project to encourage learning when there's resistance. Using an experiment to excite kids to dive deeper into a subject that they avoid. These are how we can spark curiosity and challenge each other to learn. I want you to engage in experiences that will be a challenge. Taking a dance class, learning a language, experimenting with construction, experimenting with, well, experiments, and learning new things, testing your skills. Go bake, go cook, go learn to sew, or try out robotics, or you fill in the blank. These are challenges. These are challenges that engage us to learn. And if we can shift education into this format, we will see kids transform. We will see kids dive into things, experiment with things that they have never talked about before. Because it's things that aren't commonplace. There are things that aren't done by other people. But there are things that interest the child themselves. And that is the core important element. Kids are excited by things that spark their interest, that challenge them, that test them in a way they've never been tested before. But it has to be done the right way. It has to be done in a way that spurs them to try again and again. You have to be careful to do it in a way that does not expose something they're not good at. And that's about mindset. You have to encourage kids to explore things that spark their curiosity, their willingness to test and be tested, and their willingness to look at things in a new way. Otherwise, they're going to get discouraged, they're going to feel threatened, and they're going to walk away. Now, let's talk about challenging learning the other way. Challenging learning. learning that is a struggle. I've been there. I was dyslexic as a kid. And I don't know that that's something that ever goes away. It, for me, has evolved over time as I've gotten older. I also happened to be physically challenged. So everything for me was a challenge. And I had to make a choice. And I'm not even sure it was a conscious choice, but it was a choice in the moment. And it was a choice of, do I want to do this thing? Do I want to have this experience? How badly do I want to figure this thing out? Is it worth the effort? And for me, the answer to that question was always yes. And so the joke has always been that once I set my mind to something, there was no deterring me from doing it. And that is what I want to encourage you to instill in your own kids, whether you're listening to this as a parent or a caregiver or an educator. That mindset of not being willing to be defeated is the thing that will make the kids in your lives become lifelong learners. And lifelong learners have a desire. They have a desire to discover and explore. And every child deserves to have those things to lean on. And so when we are faced with kids who struggle to learn, we need to come to their place. We need to meet them where they're at and figure out how they learn. Because no two of us, no two of you who are listening to this, learn the exact same way. That's just a fact. And when we can figure out or support the kids in our lives in figuring out how they best learn, they become unstoppable. Because then learning that once was a fight, was a struggle, was a mirror to all of the things that they're not good at, becomes the opposite. Then they discover, oh, yeah, I'm not good at this when I do it this way, but when I do it this way, it's easy peasy. One of the things that I joke about now, certainly not when I was younger, but now is that I don't write. I don't write things, meaning I don't take the words that I speak here in these episodes and put them on paper. Because it's not my strong suit. Punctuation and those kinds of written English rules are just not something that ever stuck in my brain. I do write some things. I tend to produce them through voice technology now that that is something that exists. But to physically write something out in the way that I think it should be written, thankfully, I don't have to do those things anymore. And what that did, learning and understanding that I don't express myself well through written word, I became inspired to find other means to express myself. Because if you haven't figured this out yet, in all of these episodes that exist, I love to talk. And when I speak, I can express myself flawlessly. But when I try to write my ideas, it's a painful struggle. So learning that has given me a free pass to continue to express myself through means other than the written word. And so when you're young and you don't understand that there are reasons why learning for you is a struggle, you throw your hands up and you say, just forget it, I'm not good at this, and I just don't want to. Whereas, if we can experiment with the kids in our lives side by side and see how kids take in information, then we can choose a format or let them choose a format that empowers their desire to learn versus squashing it. And that is why I encourage in all of these episodes engaged, experience-based, hands-on learning experiences, because that is how most of us learn best, by experiencing something and or working through it with our hands. So that can be listening to a lecture, watching a video, although you know me, I am not one to encourage learning by sitting at a screen. So I lean very heavy on the hands-on experience, the hands-on experiment. So seeing something, hearing someone talk about something, and then going and recreating it. So that could be in the form of a play, making an instrument, writing a song, or dictating a song in my case. Again, I would record the words to a song versus putting it down on paper. When we show kids that they can learn through a format that is natural to them, they become excited to learn the things that their peers are learning, but doing it in their own unique way. And from the very beginning, that is the thing that I have wanted to get across, is that it does not have to take a lot of effort to create opportunities and experiences that encourage kids to learn based on how they learn best. So when a child struggles to learn reading from a book, something that I also struggled with when I was younger, not so much now that I'm older, but it's still not my go-to way to learn, then we need to realize that they take in information in a different way and give them new means to take in information. It's a running joke that I tell, and it paints a picture of learning differences perfectly. I always say, if you're gonna ask me to help you build something, don't ask me to read the instructions. Just give me the pieces and I'll figure it out. Because when I try to read an instruction manual, it's just a bunch of gobbledygook to me. I'm visual. I can't understand what the words on the page are trying to show me how to do. I have to look at the pieces and see, oh, this little piece serves this purpose, which means that this big piece and this other piece go together and they're held together by this little thing. That's just how I roll. That's how my brain works. Now, the learners in your life may not be that way. They may be the type who can read a novel and tell you in great detail what it is that they just read. That is a blessing to be able to learn that way. And if you have a child who learns that way, then great. Then you need to find them activities and opportunities to learn information that is written down in story form for them. That's fantastic. I don't produce this podcast to tell you not to do that. My goal is to give you creative alternative ways for the kids in your life to learn based on how they take in information. So if you have a kid who, again, struggles to learn from reading a book, a textbook, think through the lesson that you want them to come away with, or the set of skills you want them to come away with. Demonstrate what it is you want them to learn, and then give them the opportunity to practice it. And loose parts and long-term projects and challenges are perfect for that. Because a challenge can be like a test. It can be, here is something I want you to accomplish. I'm going to let you choose how you're going to accomplish it. Now go do it. That is, by its definition, a test, an exam. The only difference is it's not written. It's not a fill in the blank. It's not a recall of information. It's show me how you would go about accomplishing this goal. A long-term project allows kids to bring an idea to life. It allows them to experiment with an idea and adjust their idea based on what does and does not work. And that is endless opportunities for learning and skill building and testing of ideas, which practices and engages critical thinking. And critical thinking is necessary if we want to become lifelong learners. So the idea of engaging with loose parts is purely centered around your child, or your group of children. It's centered on their interests. So they can learn math and language and critical thinking and eye-hand coordination and be in complete control of the experience because they can choose the parts that they're going to engage with. They can choose what kind of a project they're going to tie those parts into, or what kind of a challenge they're going to participate in, and what the goal of that challenge is going to be. Now, I have talked about all different kinds of examples of this, everything from science experiments to scavenger hunts to obstacle courses. Those are just some of my favorite experiences that I've set up over the years. You can, with the kids in your life, choose your own. You should even choose your own loose parts. What is or are the kids in your life interested in? Some kids are going to be fascinated by nuts and bolts and tools, and some kids are going to be fascinated by seashells and fish and things that live in our waterways. And some kids are going to be fascinated by construction vehicles and how vehicles are constructed and how they operate. And that gets into mechanics and how things work. All of these topics that I've talked about before, but it puts the child at the center of the learning experience. And then learning is no longer challenging. It's no longer a fight because now it's exciting. Now it's interesting. Now it's an experience. And that is what I want to encourage you to create. I want to encourage you to create excitement within the children or child in your life to test themselves, to expand their knowledge base, to get excited about new things. So that is what I wanted to share with you this week. And if you don't know where to begin, I want to encourage you to come and visit me each and every week online. I know I'm breaking my own rule, but I have created some online experiences that we can get together, virtual and live, where we can learn from each other. We can swap ideas. I can share with you some of my favorite learning activities and help you create activities and solutions to some of the biggest struggles you face on a day-to-day basis. And they could even be family-oriented challenges, perhaps household challenges. We can come up with solutions to those as well, solutions that get the kids engaged in the process. So I want to encourage you to join me for both of those experiences, which you can find at the Creative Campus online. One of them is a free experience, and one of them is a low-cost paid experience. I am inviting you to participate in either or and both. I would love to get to know you face-to-face, and I think you would have a lot of fun not only getting to learn from me face to face, but getting to learn from other people who may be faced with the same challenges that you are, who have different ideas and experiences. So those experiences that I mentioned occur each and every week. Again, you can find them at thecreativecampusonline.com. I hope you will join me in the upcoming events. If you have any questions about anything I share in any of these episodes, that is a good place for you to go and send me your questions as well. And all it requires is that you register for one of those events. If you have questions for me, contacting me through the free event is probably your best option. And I encourage you to do that. After all, that's what I'm here for each and every week, is to support you and answer your questions. So I want to thank you for joining me this week. I hope you'll come back next week when I will have another fun learning and skill building topic to explore that encourages you to get the kids in your life learning through play. I will talk to you real soon. Have a great week.